But let me welcome in my special guest who recently joined a Woodbridge-based company called SolarCure as their president. And they've got some pretty cool programs going on there. And I want to talk to him about something that's known as cause marketing. So let's welcome in our guest, Jerry Mason, here to Jersey Central. Hey, Jerry, good morning. It's Bert Barron. How you doing?
Good morning, Bert. Good to speak with you again.
You too. And congratulations on the gig, just named as president of SolarCure, which is based in Woodbridge. Talk about the SolarCure as a company.
Absolutely. And thank you for having me on again today, Bert. SolarCure is what's referred to as a cause marketing company, Bert. Essentially, what we do is we link two important causes together. And these causes are the sustainability of veterans' interests and renewable energy. We put together a program whereby we provide an opportunity for local businesses to adopt a solar panel. Essentially, we're installing solar panels on the roofs of veteran or foreign war posts, which allow the veteran posts to be essentially energy costless going forward. We put together a program where a local business can adopt a solar panel, and essentially what this does for him, for the business, it enhances their online brand reputation through the distribution and use of innovative search engine optimized press releases and social media techniques. So the business gets a opportunity to support veterans, to support renewable energy, and at the same time, they increase their brand reputation online.
Is SolarCure a startup, Jerry, or are they pretty established?
It is. It's my business, CompassScale, which is a management and investment consultancy, is actually helping SolarCure go to market. So it's not referred to as a pre-revenue company, Bert, because it's already got some business going. But my role as president is to help to build out the sales and business development plan locally, starting in Woodbridge Township. We're very honored and pleased to be headquartered at the Regis Office Center at on Woodbridge, in Woodbridge. And essentially what we're going to do is build out the business brand locally, statewide, and then nationally.
So you want to work with veterans. The example you gave was at a VFW hall. Let's say they want to have, you know, maybe lower some energy bills and save some money. So they've got they want to put some solar panels on the roof, on the property, whatever. What you would then do is get a company, a third party, a private investor to go ahead and pay for the solar panel and the installation and use that as sort of a marketing tool for themselves. Is that kind of how it works?
That's exactly how it works, Bert, in a nutshell. We're starting off with installing a solar panel array on VFW Memorial Post 6061 in Colonia. We already have a number of businesses that have adopted a solar panel, essentially paying for the solar panel installation. The VFW will get the solar panel at no cost. When the solar panel is fully erected and installed, they will be virtually energy costless going forward. And the local business will own a solar panel at the VFW location, and then we'll be able to get through our online brand reputation building program, national awareness for supporting not only the VFW, but also veteran interests in the environment.
Jerry Mason, our guest here on Jersey Central, he is the brand new president of SolarCure, which is based in Woodbridge, New Jersey, a cause marketing company, which has a pretty interesting mission. They're working with veterans, and they're working with a very special Adopt a Solar Panel program, which sounds like it's got a lot of upside to it. Will you go beyond VFW halls at some point, Jerry? Maybe homes for veterans, retirement homes, other military installations like armories and whatnot. Is that perhaps on the horizon too?
The goal is, Bert, to work through the entire veterans building infrastructure, if you want to call it that way. So it could be VFWs, could be American Legion posts. We're in discussions right now with Rutgers University. As you know, I'm a Rutgers alum, with installing a solar panel array on Veterans House, which houses the Office of Military and Veteran Services for Rutgers University. So the goal here would be to identify other veteran support buildings, establish a solar panel installation on top of that building, and then get local businesses to support the installation.
I'm seeing a lot of these, I guess you call them solar farms, starting to pop up. Is that what you call them when you see these big open spaces that are filled with panels? It's called a farm. Is that the right word?
Absolutely. And we're headquartered in Woodbridge, which is referred to as Greenable Woodbridge. Woodbridge was voted a number of years ago as the first sustainable champion municipality in the state of New Jersey for its support of a green and sustainable environment. So we're close to home for a community that really supports green energy.
I'm seeing a lot of these. There's some places on Route 202. I'm seeing a lot of This TD Bank ballpark where the Patriots play their home games, one of the parking lot now has a bunch of big solar panels that are there to help power the ballpark. Is it becoming more and more viable, Jerry, as time kind of goes on, as the acceptance of solar energy here in Jersey?
I think the answer to your question is yes, Bert, but there's a lot more work, very similar to a lot of work needed to support veterans. Good causes are only good causes in reality if there's execution behind the vision. So there's a great deal of interest in making the environment sustainable. We know at some point we will run out of our natural resources if we don't protect them and figure out other ways to power our electrical needs. So solar came on fast, slowed down a little bit, but I think the energy, no pun intended, is starting to come back into the movement because we're realizing, you know, for the future generations, if we don't do something now, we're simply not going to live the lives that we're leading. Same situation for veterans. If we don't support the men and women of the armed services who go out and fight our battles for us, we're not going to have volunteers to do that. So that's why we like the linkage of the cause, and we refer to it as sustainability, not only for the environment, but for veterans.
Yeah, great stuff. Jerry, where can someone get some more information on SolarCure?
Our website, Bert, is www.solarcure, that's one word, SolarCure.us. Our telephone number is 732-791-4148.
Jerry Mason, brand new president of SolarCure in Woodbridge, New Jersey. Thanks for being a guest on Jersey Central. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great day, all right?
Thanks so much, Bert. Take care.
You too, Jerry.